100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Despite the cough and the cold and just a really lousy way to deal with a 3-day weekend plus a sick day, it's not a 4-day weekend when you're sick. All right. Not the way to do it. Weekly challenge. The topic this week was sausage. A lot of people found it hard. Made a pun there. Some folks tried. Let's see what they came up with. I think it's good. I've seen them all already. I'm already done with the show. You just started. So sit back, relax. Let's hear some stories. First one is John Musico. Let's give it a listen.
Sausage by John Musico. Mince organs, bathe them in blood, saturate with salt, and stuff into a length of intestines, and voila, sausage. Carnivores must have been eager to create this monstrous medley, as it dates back to ancient Greek and Roman history. Virtually every country has their version of this little beastie. The word came from the French, which came from the Latin word for salt. It's mankind's self-destruct tool. If the cholesterol doesn't totally occlude your arteries, resulting in a coronary, the salt will skyrocket your blood pressure and stroke you out. Likely your final words will be, "It was the sausage!"
Thank you, John Musico. Next up is Jeffrey. He's got a few for us here. Jeffrey, lay it on us. Let's put it on the table there. Let's give it a look.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here with a couple of stories on the topic of sausage. My first story is called Fine Grind. "Do you want to see how the sausage is made?" Yvonne said to Corey, her summer intern. Corey nodded enthusiastically. She was pursuing a career in politics and wanted nothing more than to see how an independent agency worked. "Take a look at the people around the table. That woman is lining up her lobbying job so she can cash in on her government expertise. The guy over there is checking his BlackBerry for baseball scores. Those two guys whispering are deciding which interns to hit on. And the guy at the end of the table is literally an imbecile." Corey saw the man drool on a writing pad. "It's good to see the agency hire the mentally challenged to make them feel useful." "Well, actually, he's the guy who makes decisions." My second story is called How It's Made. Frank grasped the hors d'oeuvre in one meaty hand and examined it from all angles. The pastry firmly surrounded the cocktail sausage, save for the tiny puckered ends that stuck out.
"What's so fascinating?" asked Larry.
"The humble pig in a blanket. It's the perfect party food. Tasty, compact, with a way to hold it so as to not make your hands greasy."
Larry shrugged. "Okay, so what?"
"Have you ever wondered how they poked that little sausage into the pastry without the whole thing crumbling?"
"Just eat it, Frank."
And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I've got a few stories here from Richard. Everybody's just rolling into town this morning. Okay, Richard, how you doing? Let's hear what you got for us. What have you come across this week that you got to share so badly? Come on, let it out. I know you're just jittering there. Why don't you go, oh yeah, yeah.
Good morning, how are you doing? It's Sunday and time for stories again. So here's part 61 of George's story, Rhinoceros. George had little time to consider how wrong he'd been concerning his new stablemate. By the time he'd recovered his senses, the snuffling had turned to an angry snort, and the rhinoceros had advanced from the shadow sufficiently for George to be quite sure he wasn't simply dealing with an alarmed rabbit. Having never researched how one should deal with an enraged rhino, he did the next best thing. He screamed at the top of his voice. The rhino charged. George knew when it was done with him, he'd be mincemeat. Or, more likely, sausage meat. Probably a fine pate. My second story is called Rite of Passage. It's pretty much a modern rite of passage. Now the days of wrestling lions, hunting wild beasts, and taking extended expeditions into the wilderness are no longer established practice for graduating from boyhood to being a man. Instead, we have the modern-day equivalent. A young man stood before a smoking pyre, clad in the holy vestment of plastic apron, humorously decorated with a print of a curvaceous woman in frilly underwear, wielding his weapon of choice, upon which is borne the sign of manhood, a solitary sausage, barbecued beyond recognition, pink, cold, and riddled with salmonella in the middle. Another story, this one is Day Out. It was the sausage's day out. Mr. Frankfurter carefully counted the chipolatas in his care as they left the bus, and watched their stubby little bodies as they played in the sunshine. "Careful, kids," he shouted as they ran about. "Stay out of the sun." One of the cheekier sausages answered him back with a smirk on his sausagey face. "I'd rather be hot than a chilly dog any day." Frankfurter smiled and called his charges back. "Okay, kids," he said with a twinkle in his eye. "It's time to go to the zoo. Who wants to feed the animals?" And now, my final story for this week. Be afraid, be very afraid. This one is called Just When You Thought It Was Safe. It was a dark and stormy night. The wind rattled the windows with a sound like dead men's bones. The rain lashed against the pane, running like dilute blood, staining the glass where it touched. The writer, hunched over his keyboard, shivered, tapping out the words he never wished to see again, the keys clicking, ticking out the seconds to the moment he knew must inevitably come. Almost with a mind of their own, he watched his fingers type the dreaded and fatal words. Too late. He read the words he'd written in horror.
The wiener dogs had returned.
Time I was off. Speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Richard. You know, it's so much easier when I just lay back on the sofa, put the headset on. I know it sounds like garbage, but I feel like garbage too. I need to look up on the map where that clinic was. Although, so you don't want to go to the emergency room, because that's where all the illegals go, and it takes forever. So, you want to go to these paid clinics where they check right at the door. Are you insured? No? Well, we're not really an emergency room, so we can turn your ass away. That's what they do. And it's like, okay. And I think that's better care for folks who have insurance. I think it's treating the paying customers well. I know it's not fair, Hippocratic Oath. Well, fine. Why don't you open the door and call yourself an emergency room? See how long you stay in business. Well, you know, you're not supposed to think like that. No, you're not allowed to think like that. No, it's racist, it's evil. Yeah, except when you're paying for it. Are you? Anyway. Let's head over to, what is it, Tura is coming up next? Let's hear Tura.
When I was a lad, when we slaughtered livestock, after the skinning and butchering, we'd boil the remains and stuff them into the animal's own intestines. Then they'd hang in the hayloft, so we'd always have meat through the winter, and as many as didn't. Sometimes the scraps wouldn't fill the intestines, so we'd mix in some oatmeal. One year, the crops and livestock were all poor, so when one of the old folks was sick and wasn't going to make it, there was only one thing to do. That's why you shouldn't watch sausages being made. Or the law.
Thank you, Tura. Now, of course, you know, I've been getting emails on this, even though I haven't posted the stories yet. But one says, well, you know, it's not the Christian thing to do to, you know, turn people away. You're supposed to help the sick and help the needy. And okay, well, while you're flipping those tables over with the money changers, how about you stuff your pockets full of those coins and pay the budget for this stuff? You know, who's paying? At some point, there was a price put on these things. Now, until you eliminate the entire monetary system and have people just do stuff for the good of it, you've got a few steps to change society first. You can't just, you know, attack, oh, well, this one's evil because, you know, evil and you're a hypocrite. Hey, buddy, just being alive is being a hypocrite, okay? The base, you know, state of nature is chaos, is heat, is just void, vacuum. Most of it's vacuum. I think we're doing a little better than vacuum here. I know that's setting a low bar, like zero Kelvin low, but hey, you know, you do what you can. Here's someone that could do what they could. Lizzie, tell us a story.
The neuroscience teacher was considered quite the genius, however, he lacked the most basic speaking skills. This sausage-shaped thing is called myelin, said the teacher, pointing at the diagram of a neuron. When it's gone, bzzz. One day, as he prepared to start the class, someone screamed bzzz from the back row. All students erupted in hysterical laughter. The teacher slowly walked towards his desk, pulled a button-shaped thing from inside a drawer, and hovered a finger over it. From that day onwards, before sitting down, the whole class would anxiously examine their chairs, while the neuroscience teacher snickered, waiting. This was my story for this week. By the way, try saying sausage-shaped really quickly 5 times. that was quite a challenge. Anyways, drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. So, I read that this Anthony guy from Opie and Anthony got fired. And I don't care what he got fired for. Some of the stuff that he's done for the past 10 years, these dudes are like the worse than shock jocks. Just, they are shitting into the air all this garbage. No redeeming value whatsoever. Holding up a mirror to society and then crapping and bleeding and pissing on it. And just, these guys are scum. You know, and it's like, And they finally just fired them? I mean, what took you so long? The problem is they fired them for something that, you know, they say racist and hateful tweets. This guy on Martin Luther King Day said that Martin Luther King would be ashamed to see all the people who listen to him have become dependent and expect dependency in handouts. And I'm thinking, actually, he would be ashamed. Anyone would be ashamed to see anyone that you say, hey, go out there and achieve something and I want equality. And instead of equality, you go for a handout. I don't know. Whatever. I'm sure that XM Radio will fire me now. Wait, I don't, yeah. Who cares? Oh, right. Time for, yeah.
Sausage. What a topic. And there's you, thinking it's the perfect excuse for me to conjure a tale of slicing and dicing, cutting and chopping. The exquisite horror of human force meat, squeezed slowly into skins torn from their own entrails. Perhaps you thought I'd evoke the sickening fear of biting into a hot dog, only to choke on your own severed finger, artfully seasoned with sauce and mustard. Or maybe you thought I'd tell of the sausage factory, the place where we all go when we die. Recycling in its most nauseous form. And, of course, your thinking is absolutely right.
Thank you, Serendipity. I've just lost track of everything this week. I don't have a high fever. I sort of had one Thursday. But, you know, I've gotten through this. And the last thing I want to do is visit my doctor. I mean, that's a primary care physician. That's just someone you put on the form. No, when stuff is really messed up, you know, you go to one of these clinics that you can actually, you know, pay to get seen. Now, they don't have their best people there. Well, I don't know. It's the weekend staff. Oh, yeah, you drew the short straw, you're stuck with the weekend rookie. Yeah, that's great. I don't know. But people, you know, doctors have a right to have the holiday off, too, you know? I guess nurses, too. Hi, nurses. Hi, doctors. Oh, yeah, as if they'd be listening, right? Well, not to say that your stories aren't listening to, worth listening to, but, you know, this mad rambling crap? God. You know what would be better? How about I just hand things over to Muncie for a while? Muncie, just tell him something.
Greetings, Captain's Fantastic. Muncie here with a new month, a new nickname, and new questions for all. Who? What? Where? All these and more. Just don't ask why. I've never properly understood why I do the things I do myself. Story time! Sausage by Christopher Monroe. Are you coming to Sausage Fest? It's going to be terrific. I go every year. Chefs from Germany, Austria, and Belgium are flying in, plying their wares, offering samples and discussing sausage-making techniques. It's fun for the whole family. Also, my favorite Journey cover band, the Any Way You Want It, will be playing. They do Journey songs in the style of your choosing. It's a hell of a show. Any way you slice it, this will be one huge sausage party. So come one, come all, to Sausage Fest. I just hope there are more girls there this year. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's been story time, captains, and I think you'll agree it's been fantastic. Because really, when you're Captain Fantastic, isn't every story time? No, actually, I don't know the answer to that. I don't get to share in the nicknames I give you. This is the underlying tragedy of my being.
Hey, everybody. Thank you, Muncie. Okay, so I've been binging on Netflix while I've been recovering and drinking orange juice and all sorts of strange unguents and potions. And I've been catching up on Family Guy. And I just have this to say to the Academy Awards people. What the fuck were you thinking? I mean, I'm reading the Gilbert Gottfried apology thing, and he says it dead on. You know, he goes in the Academy Awards, and he shocks the hell out of people, and he says, well, gee, maybe you should have watched my act. And they were all shocked that Seth MacFarlane was being a homophobic sex fiend jerk. Maybe you should watch his fucking shows and his movies, you dumbasses. Ugh, just whatever. Just have Ellen host it for the rest of eternity. You know, clone her a few times. You know, whatever. Sorry. Holding others up to standards I could never achieve. Sure, yeah, I'll take two. Oh, it's time for Julie. She starts her new job Monday, which makes no sense because she's been doing it for a few days. I don't know. Just, I'm happy for her. That's how you understand. Yeah, I'm just going to go take some cough syrup.
Hi, everyone. It's Julie, and it's Saturday, so I'm a little ahead of myself. But here is my offering for the weekly challenge. On the term of sausage. And this is my 100-word story. You could figure out where I... The Falling Man. A private moment, falling 1,000 feet, his last breath taking in clean air, finally free from the acrid smoke, grace, stillness, perfect quiet, burn alive or go quickly. You were executed and made the choice for your death. A remarkable act of censorship. No one wanted to speak of the Falling Man. I pick at this scab, open this wound. Oh, Falling Man, searching for air, soul doomed by suicide. I'm not going to jump. I'm going to come home to you. Oh, Falling Man, we will not airbrush you from this day. Not you, nor the 200 others. Thanks, Lawrence, and see y'all next week.
Thank you, Julie, and give the puppy a hug for me. That way the cats sniff you and think, puppy! No, I won't go there. What I will do is say, Dionysus. That's all you gotta say. You don't have to make a big lead up to it, or trumpets, or stuff. Just Dionysus close. He's ready for the big time here. Am I ready for? I'm doing. Oh crap. Okay, so I'm doing laundry this morning. Yeah. And I told myself I'm going to count the shirts. I'm going to count the shirts. I'm going to count the shirts. That way, I bring out enough hangers to hang up the shirts as I pull them out of the dryer. And guess what? I forgot to do. I need to buy more dungarees, too. Those are great. Those are awesome. How could I have lived without dungarees all this time? And the best part is, it's summertime, and we're allowed to wear shorts at work. Not, you know, hey, check out my package shorts. I've got packages waiting at work, by the way. Yeah, all sorts of Amazon Prime stuff. And when they tried to deliver it the past few days, and it's like, what? It's July 4th, you dumbasses. Oh, God. Stupid robots. Oh, right. Dionysus Close.
Hello. Dionysus Close with some handful of stories inspired by sausage. The first one is called How Sausage Grew. At first, Sausage was a simpleton. Spirit told him in a dream, "You're too simple. Do you enjoy being so dull and tasteless?" "No," said Sausage, drooping visibly in his dream, and Spirit told him to go forth and plump himself up with wisdom. From that day, Sausage went to all corners of the world so that he might be plump. Wherever Sausage went, people stuffed him with everything that might come into their heads, salted him with their tears, and, because he was open and indiscriminate, recommended him to their friends. That is how Sausage grew tasty. The second story is called Hegel's Lecture on Sausage, 1827. In the diversity of nature, we find sausage merely in the abstract, sausage in itself. In this mere existence, the concept appears to rest in its diversity. The concept has not yet come systematically to itself in and for sausage. The negation of this negation, in which a casing is nothing but an intestine, liver rest as a particular individual's organ, becomes, as negation, the passing over into, or ceasing to be of, the coming to be of spirit. This coming to be as spirit is therefore also a casing to be. The concept sausage comes into its infinite truth as a concrete universal sausage, which we eat. Sausage aufgehoben. Now it is time for lunch. The next story is called The 2014 100-Word Symposium on the Reconstructed 1827 Lecture on Sausage Attributed to Hegel. Metzger's discovery of Hegel's lecture notes on sausage is a big deal. The organizers are grateful. Listen. Me first. Hegel's sausage-based ontology. Thought thinks a thought of sausage, but the sausage thought is a second thought that thinks sausage as thought. Time is a sausage, not that we eat, but that eats us. The eating becomes for us a recollection. Unconscious sausage is German nationalism. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Inferential links among sausages. Hegel's idealism incorporates sausage as a master code. I say sausage is the big other. Begriff ist Gott. Spirit ist Gott. Sausage ist Gott. Ontotheoepistemiosemiological false inferential post-structural unconscious metaphysical teleological idealism. Ha ha ha! Wonderful! Thanks! All about sausage. Lunchtime! The next story is called Cookin' Came to Town. The only thing Cookin' remembered from his first trip to town was Lola. She was walking, strutting indiscriminately to attract more discriminating men. Until then, Cookin had focused exclusively on raising pigs and chickens with his father and six brothers. His experience with women consisted of the excellent sausage made by his equally simple mother. His none too subtle middle brother told him that he could win a woman like Lola only with a gift of sausage. Lola laughed at his simple gift, of course, but the sausage was indeed excellent, and few knew that she kept the anonymous giver in her heart as long as she lived. And a fifth story is called Three Little Pigagins Wake. Haggis around, smoking a summer Sunday. Mama. Worst brats! No do chorizo! Pigs! Fly out mine house! Merguez, de Francfort, Slim Jim de Tofu, Sage Patty. A wolf was casing the freak, says he. Three fine pigs in blanket. Yam nam. Kumin shukru garni? Boudin, sag Frank. Note harbinchin? E torun torunska homama. Banger, banger. Saltus blood? Plastic? Plastic, says Patty Gravy. Note harbinchin, e torun torunska homama. Then knock, knock. Baloney, says Slim. Note harbinchin, did ye balk me mortadella, tube snake? Salim, it's been good to know ya. Meet versty. Suchuk. Smoked, weenie. Doi. Red hot dog pudding. Woof. Ye Slim Jim grinned at homama where. That's it.
Thank you, Dionysus. I don't think I'm going to mix this one in GarageBand. That would take effort. I'm just not up for the effort here. What I am up for is... Who's up next? Chelsea! Oh, you're back. Okay, cool. All right. Chelsea's got a story. I mean, what else are people going to have? Recipes? Confessions of murder? DNA sequences? Number stations? I don't know. Should we do numeral versus number? I actually had that discussion at work, and I was wrong. I admitted I was wrong, and I said, okay, we're going to call them numerals. And now everyone's going to be like, oh, no, you're supposed to call them numbers. No, technically, they're numerals. He's right. You see? You gotta learn. You gotta learn, but also have the humility to admit when you're being a dumbass. Which, you know, I do pretty well. Wait, hold on. What the hell does that say? Huh. I need to take a look, closer look at the writing on that poster that's been there for 14 years. Here's Chelsea. I'm going to check something out.
Sausage by Chelsea. In high school, I had a super cheesy science teacher. He taught us about chemical bonding by describing elements as dated couples. He explained the downside of overeating by telling us that we should leave the extra hot dog in the fridge till we could have a conversation with it, because that would be healthier. Now, well into my 30s, every time I see a hot dog, the same thing goes through my head. Hello, Mr. Sausage. I'm glad I didn't eat you. Now you can be my best friend. And then, I eat the hot dog. Is that wrong?
Thank you, Chelsea. It's good to have you here. It's good to have all of you here on the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I know that I say high praise for some people and then just ramble endlessly for others. I know it's unfair. Sometimes I get real quick at the beginning. Sometimes I get quick at the end. I know that it was who was the person that was here before that used to be early all the time? Up there in Squimbabwe. I can't remember him. I could look it up. Oh, man, he got mad over stuff. He was like, whoop, you're not word counting, you're not this and you're not that, and you're not being a good host. And it's like, okay, well, then why are you here? Start your own. I'll even promote it. You know, I'd tell people, hey, go over there. You know, give me a break for a while. Not happening. What? Oh, okay. Let's hand things over to Tom. I think he's got some stats and stuff. That's not important. I think it's the stories, the well-defined relationship that helps us in our daily lives. But, you know, I don't care if we want some stats and...
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Movement Chelsea passes Colic of the Collective into the 54th place with 20 stories. Dionysus, John, and Julie occupy the 35th, 36th, and 37th positions, respectively, just on the horizon of the lair of the Golden Monkeys. Richard is a mere story from displacing Stephen to become the 7th monkey. Story total 6,831, story average 20.95. But the milestone of note is Phil's incredible run of 300 stories in a row. A triple iron monkey. He may have the longest run in podcasting history. All hail Phil. And I've got two stories this evening. In the first story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 57. It's been said that making laws is a lot like making sausage. The less you know about the process, the more you respect the result. Same can surely be said for the act, not the art of warfare. Dino Mod emptied both his pistols into the backs of 12 bandits, then hit the ground just as Timmy and the doctor were within spitting distance of El Cid. From the hard left, Smith and Bannister charged into the cloud of dust. The plan was working, right up to the crack of lightning and the sudden downpour. And story two, Sausage.
Thank you, Tom.
I grew up in the most sausage-intense city on the planet. In Chicago, there are entire shops dedicated to ground-stuffed tubes of meat. And we're not just talking about Germans here. There's this Puerto Rican bat sausage, which will burn the hair off your chest. A Basque pork that melts in your mouth for a mere $50 a pound. When you can get it. Of course, there's the other end of the spectrum. Oscar Mayer. The worst bratwurst, liverwurst, and vilewurst. And the wieners of death. Don't get me started. As a kid, I lived on Hebrew National hot dogs. And that's it.
Typical cat. And now, for some typical Spate.
Hey, it's me, Spate. For Weekly Challenge 428, you've got sausage, I've got hash. And here it is. Hash, Part 17. They strapped him onto the stainless steel table, inserted two IVs, and started the drip. Davidson smiled, closed his eyes, and quietly died. Warden sighed. The cons stood at the front of their cells, silent and naked. Tiffany fought tears. She had won the bet, but lost the closest thing to a friend she ever had. She fit him into the cadaver pouch, pausing to position his hands to show two middle fingers before zipping the plastic shut. Fuck you, world. Maybe Davidson's life was a hash, but now stuffed into that body bag, he more closely resembled a sausage. That's it. The can is empty. No more hash. It's over. The end. Fini. Kaput. Das Svidaniya. Thank you, Lawrence, for the opportunity to write and record and create and have fun. Thank you, everyone, for listening while I learn how to write and record and create and have fun. If you're interested, all 17 parts are now posted at spatesgraffiti.blogspot.com with some other stuff you may have already have heard. Hope you all have a good week and see you next Sunday with something different. I think.
Thank you, Spate. Spate is nothing typical about Spate there. It's all unique. It's all about the hash. It shows you how a topic can impress upon someone there. Is there a topic that you wish that you could just do over and over and over and over again? Say something about it. Well, no, don't leave a comment this week. Don't bother. You know, do something else. Go water your plants. Oh, my God, the plants are beautiful outside, by the way. Everything is just coming up vincas. I need to take a picture of that when I go out and... Laundry is still in the dryer. Forgot to count the shirts again. I need to make a little reminder. Have a shirt that says, count the shirts. Huh? People just go, one. Welcome to America. So now's the time to be congratulating Norval Joe. Here he is. In the flesh.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 428 with a prompt of sausage. Now, Julie inspired me. She does this beautiful poetry, freeform poetry, in her 100-word stories, and I remember my failed attempt at poetry in November of 2008 with the prompt Thanksgiving. I wrote a 100-word haiku, and it went over like a lead balloon. It may have been my nasal version of Sakura on the mouth sitar, which was playing too loud to hear a lot of the words, but regardless, it didn't go over well. Now, I tried writing a 100-word story to the meter of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven, and that was frankly too hard. So I am instead giving it an attempt at just straightforward, free-form poetry with the prompt of sausage. So here's my 100-word poem. Old and gray as the winter's day and cold like death's embrace, I gathered round the dandelion down of youth's memories lost, blown on summer breeze and buried in the hoary frost. In the steel gray sky the geese now fly, headed south to warmer climes, much more sublime than suited to my aged bones. And sausage dogs, the sausage dogs that pitch and roll and dig in holes in search of rats, they lift my soul, my heavy soul, which in me quakes and whines at all my weary aches, takes cheer at last with sausage dogs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Reminder, congratulations. 300 stories in a row. That's a perfect bowling score. But we're not bowling here. Bowling for stories. Ooh. One more? Okay. Planet Z, everyone. Let's wrap this up. Planet Z, here he is.
All these mothers and kids coming across the border, dying in the desert, kept as slaves by coyotes. The lucky ones throw themselves on the mercy of the Border Patrol. Food, diapers, beds, medicine, all in short supply. Politicians, activists, nobody doing a goddamn thing. So, we offered a solution. We set up rescue stations along the border. Took them all in. A place to stay. Plenty to eat. Get them back to healthy. And then, down to the processing plant. Harvest the organs. Grind up the rest into sausage or fertilizer. Corn, potatoes, wheat. Food for the next batch.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the subject of sausage. Are you going to go out and get some sausage right now? Some breakfast sausage? Some apple wood smoked turkey chicken jalapeno coriander sausage? Whatever crazy sausage you get at the grocery store, I'm telling you, enjoy it. Enjoy every sandwich, said Warren Zevon. I say enjoy every sausage. Find one that's unusual. Find an unusual mustard for it. And just savor it. Enjoy. You know, you only get so many good days. So, that's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. Check out the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic, I think, is public. I've added a few more topics to the list there, shuffled them around. Hopefully I've got them timed so that one falls on Thanksgiving, two of them fall near Halloween, blah, 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 whatever. Although I should put an Election Day one in there, and then people can, I don't know, do a ad for a fake candidate, which, truth is, they're all fake. They're all fucking fake. But you guys are real. And keep it real. I'll see you tomorrow. Another story. Till then, thank you for listening. And as always, 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 keep it brief.